Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Full Circle Radio. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show where I'm taking you back to where it all began. As usual, there's a theme to be discovered, so listen for it and join me with this question on Full Circle. Liberation Suite, as I explore my record shelves for songs for every episode. And this is one that is unusual because these boys from San Marcos, Texas, made classic Jesus music history, not just in Texas, but in Northern Ireland. They had ministered with Bill Lowry, with the Christ is the Answer tent ministry in the early 70s. Then in 1974, they relocated from the U.S. to play at the first Greenbelt Festival in the U.K. There, they developed a special relationship with British audiences, becoming one among the top Christian bands in the U.K. in the mid-70s. They played a blend of country, new wave, blues, jazz-influenced Jesus music, and sometimes were compared to bands like Chicago, likely due to the prominent horn section. Their legacy, though, is tied to the heartfelt earnestness of early Christian rock. Their grassroots ministry efforts enroll as one of the pioneer bands bridging Texas Jesus music into the international Christian music scene. Interestingly, much of the band's raw ministry was centered in war-torn Northern Ireland, which leads us to this song from Randy Matthews. Now, my friend Randy is one of the foundational figures of early Jesus music, especially in its raw, prophetic, countercultural phase, the late 60s, early 70s, before CCM existed. Now, Randy's often described as the godfather of Christian rock, and some of his songs were confrontational, direct, and urgent. I'm pretty sure you can tell what I mean in this next song.
There's trouble all around the world, but it looks that way to me. People don't know what to do. They don't know where they should be. Just one question still remains, to which we must respond. Two roads lead from where we are. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Moses crossed the desert with a band of weary men.
Looking back to 1980 on Spirit Records, the self-entitled project, Randy Matthews, and which side are you on? On Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Produced by Joe Wilson, it's a song that fits perfectly with my theme, which is friendship. the costly commitment that it requires. Real love and real faith makes possible the choice to stand with someone even when it's uncomfortable.
Hi, this is Pam Mark Haw, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant, taking you back to where it all began.
You'll do all for your protection. Stand behind the stone. Keep your heart in isolation. Lock it up alone. But then
Love Covers Everything, from Pam Mark Haw on Pam's 1986 album, Keeper, on Reunion Label. Moving towards a 1980s pop rock-oriented CCM sound, which was more mainstream style compared to her earlier folk roots. Folk pop veteran Wendy Waldman gave the song a polished pop rock flavor of the era. You know, it's true. To have a real friend requires a love that is heartfelt and relational. And that song reflects friendship even through struggle, because real relationships are tested. Coming up, a song about the decision we must make in real relationships and friendships. The decision to never leave, no matter what. Looking back to 1990, from the Sparrow record release from Charlie Peacock. This is The Way of Love, Charlie Peacock, the album Secret of Time. And like Pam Mark Hall, the Jesus music of that time was beginning to reflect the Nashville, Tennessee CCM production style of the 1980s into the 1990s, in harmony with the subject of relationships. Charlie was focusing on the biblical idea of love, which seems what we read in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Here's another reading that I like a lot. Love is a fortress where everyone feels protected rather than exposed. Love's persuasion is persistent. Love believes. Love never loses hope and always remains constant in contradiction. Love is who you are. 1 Corinthians 13:7. So let's sum it up. True friendship is a reflection of a deep relational spiritual understanding of love. That takes time. That takes time. This is Jerry Bryant, and thanks for engaging one more time into the Full Circle Jesus music experience. I guess that's what I could call it, experience. And as I look back on where I began, I'm grateful. And some of you have checked out my Facebook page, Full Circle Jesus Music, and you liked it and you told others. Maybe you've even gone to the website to find some past shows and history and so on. And since this is a listener-supported radio show, I always give you an opportunity to give if that's your desire. You can go to my website at www.fullcirclejesusmusic.com. And at the top of the page, there's a donation button, and it allows you to give financially as a tax-exempt support. I really appreciate your interest in me and in this show. Now, most of us have never met face-to-face, but I know that you know my voice, and you know my heart. And I know you know God's heart and voice. You'll find me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Say, I want to take a moment to recognize special friends who've helped me from time to time with the Full Circle broadcast. You might notice some tasty background music I use at times when I share a narrative or transition between a song or another. And folks like Paul Critchley and Patrick Moore have shared music beds from time to time, and oh, I'm so grateful. And then an old friend, Mark Young, who lives and has a studio in Mendoza, Argentina. We've been real friends a long time. And you can check out his new tunes at Mark Young, Apple Music, or Spotify, or Mark Young, and there's a few of them out there, Mark Young on YouTube, or at Mark Young Music on YouTube. Thanks so much, guys. So maybe let's try to recap what some of these songs on this episode teach about love in friendship. We know that love is active, it's not passive, so it's very intentional. Love rejoices in good. Now, maybe that's a little difficult for some folks, but take the time and rejoice when goodness does happen between friends, and it's because of love. Real love celebrates what's right and uplifting, rather than feeding negativity or self-interest. A healthy friendship encourages growth and well-being. This one we talked about a while ago, love sacrifices. You give up some things so that you can have a real friendship, and you can make real friends through going through a difficult time or giving something they didn't expect to receive from you. The reference of surrendering or laying down one's life for a friend underscores the idea that real friendship sometimes does put other needs ahead of your own. Well, Jesus demonstrated that. Another one is that I think we need to see that we have to be enduring, even though it takes sometimes a long time to cultivate friendship. So, in other words, love is enduring, extremely patient. I need some of that all the time, actually. Good friendships are patient through hardships, and, well, they withstand struggle through mutual respect, forgiveness, mostly understanding, taking time to listen and understand. And love connects to a larger purpose. Now, there's times we don't see what we don't see. It might appear it's not working, not worth the time. But if you stay connected, you'll notice that God has a larger plan in building friendships and relationships and community, and they are always centered in the love of God. Always. Think about that and drop me a line and tell me what you think at Full Circle. I'd love to hear from you. Next, from the album A Different World, 1988, Rene Garcia's second solo release issued on Reunion Records, I Will Never Leave You, which, if I remember, was often highlighted by fans as a standout track produced by the amazing Chris Eaton. Here's Rene Garcia.
Nothing more to find. creator of all the world and a personal friend of mine.
I can be friends with you. There's no better friend that a man can know. I can be friends with you, and I feel so special, 'cause it's you I know.
When I always come to you, regardless of the situation, I know you know what to do. You put your arm around me and you speak so tenderly, and I feel better just to know you care and you took the time for me.
I can be friends with you. There's no better friend that a man can know.
I'm the only one with whom you have to do. You're closer than a brother, and you're with me every day. And I love you 'cause you first loved me, and I'm glad that I can say
I can be friends with you. There's no better friend that a man can know. Ooh, I can be friends with you.
Opening the second half of my episode, I Can Be Friends With You. It's from Never Say Die, recorded in 1981 on the Star Song Records label. Greg Exols with lead and backing vocals, Bob Hartman on guitars, Mark Kelly on bass, and backing vocals at that time was John Slick on keyboards and backing vocals. And of course, Keith Edwards on shared drums and percussion, with Alex McDougall from Daniel Amos and others on this classic. Produced, engineered, and mixed by the late Jonathan David Brown. This is Jerry Bryant, and I'm asking you to consider the power of friendship. What it does or could mean in your life. In truth, we have only a few true friends among our many acquaintances. True friendship is really in a level of its own. Seemed that Jesus had his three, Peter, James, and John, and John being the closest. Now, I believe that true friendship is expressed best, first, as a personal relationship with God, describing God as the best possible friend and someone who's always present and caring. And those themes of trust and closeness and divine love assert that God cares. He's always available to the believer as friend and comforter. Now, Jesus said we were once called servants, but then he said he called us friends. John 15:15. And another thing, I'm emphasizing real friendship is sacrificial love. The ultimate demonstration of friendship, rather than a casual social one that most of us know, I'm aware that God chooses who He chooses, and your friend may not have a revelation of God's love like you do, but I really emphasize the power of sacrificial love in real friendship. Reflected the kind of friendship these three men had. We're talking about Peter, James, and John. Here's parable.
Peter, James, and John, following the sun, thought that he had come to rule the nation.
Peter, James, and John from the band Parable, produced by Love Songs band member Tommy Coombs. It was 1975, and the album More Than Words was produced on a key label in the early Jesus movement, founded by Calvary Chapel, a label called Maranatha Music. And band members included Chuck Butler, acoustic guitar lead vocals, Pat Patton on bass and backing vocals, Don Kobayashi on drums. I hope I got that right. And it was produced by Tom Coombs, with engineers Buddy King and, of course, Jonathan David Brown. As I said earlier, friendship can often be described as an inner circle. That was the case with Jesus' followers, who witnessed key gospel events and transfigurational moments of deep teaching and service. And this next song probably reflects that classic Christian theme of friendship with Christ, discipleship, and the shared mission of believers, reminding listeners that following Jesus isn't just historical, but relational and communal. And of course, by now, I'm starting to exhort again as I reemphasize that friendship requires a deep commitment to follow Jesus, who really knows you exactly as you are. At the same time, we're blessed to have others who really know us as well. Here's Benny Hester, and nobody knows me like you. Certainly one of the most recognizable hits by contemporary Christian music, as he transitioned from the beginnings of classic Jesus music.
In the beginning I never knew just how much I really needed you. More than a friend, someone I could talk to. You've changed me in so many ways. Nobody knows me like you. Arms around me, bring me through. There's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. All of my secrets to you I tell. You saw each time that I slipped and fell. And all of my faults, yes, you know them well. Away. No, no, no. Nobody knows me like you. Put your arms around me, you bring me through. There's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you.
This is Benny Hester, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
Looking back to that song by Benny Hester, nobody knows me like you. Here's a deep dive into that song from Benny, recorded and released in 1981 on Benny's record label. I remember how successful in Christian radio and, well, even crossover into the mainstream adult contemporary charts this noteworthy accomplishment was at the time. A key reflection on that song could be described as the deepest kind of friendship. Intimacy, trust, enduring support. Traits we often associate with close human friendships and relatable emotional honesty. Wow, that's a thought. Emotional honesty. I think that helps in the understanding of why I chose this theme, because I'm mindful of so many that feel completely alone without friendship, with only one or two real friends, yours truly included. Most recognizable hits by Steve Archer, recorded and released in 1987. Steve Archer, and If You Were the Only One. It appeared on his album titled Off the Page on the Home Sweet Home Records label. And of course, this track famously features backing vocals from The Archers, the sibling group that Steve was part of. Before his solo career, it became a number one single on the contemporary Christian charts, further cementing his status as a leading voice in blue-eyed soul within the genre. That song was written from a theological perspective regarding the relationship between a creator and an individual, but its core message aligns deeply with the concept of genuine friendship and unconditional worth. The central premise was, if you were the only one, he still would have done just what he's done, emphasizing that, well, a person's value is not based on being part of a crowd, but on their unique identity. And that lyric really says it. He loves you. He knows your name. And it kind of gives a mirror to the trait of a true friend who sees and understands you personally, rather than just seeing a face in the crowd. And who is the winner in friendship? Who wins the ultimate prize? You and me, we're described as the ultimate prize. And the song echoes the way a genuine friend treasures another person for exactly who they are, regardless of external circumstances. You, my friend, you are the ultimate prize. This is Jerry Bryant, and I'm coming to the end of our episode on friendship. And actually, I'd like to stop and just remind you of how this radio show started in 1972, over 50 years ago as of this recording. I hope I've given you something to think about, that it's not possible to have the kind of friendships we've been talking about without the love of Jesus, at least in my opinion. Although there are some precious and deep relationships we may have developed over the years, all I know is this: Jesus is the glue that can keep us together in hard times. I love it when you respond to this radio show with your support and your prayers, especially when you write with a question or a comment. Now, my format style features early Jesus music, and my style might be less attractive to more contemporary listeners. That being said, it seems like this format, featuring music from over 50 years of my life, is best describing who I am, at least at this moment. So when you respond with the voice of confidence or appreciation, I make a note that you can reach me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Now, there's a place at the top of the page. I've told you this many times. There's this little place on the web page, as well as in Facebook. You can give support for this ministry if you feel so led, monthly, even a one-time basis. Thank you for being a friend, and thank you for listening. The artist known as Barry McGuire first gained fame in the 60s with a hit folk rock protest song, Eve of Destruction. Now, later in life, after becoming a born-again Christian, I think it was right in 1971, he became a pioneering artist in that early Jesus music, contemporary Christian music movement we've been talking about. He recorded several spiritually focused albums in the 1970s, often collaborating with artists like the Second Chapter of Acts and a band called David. Released in 1973 on the Seeds album on Mer Records, my last song reflects on his spiritual focus at that time and draws deeply on biblical concepts of love.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, love is gentle, love is kind, and love is given, but it's not blind. And love is choosing for the right, rejecting the wrong. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all
Love is keeping his commands. Greater love had no man than he laid down his life for a friend. Love never ends. Thou shalt love the love is quiet, love is strong, and love is patient, suffering long. Where love lives, there is no thyself, and love thy neighbor as thyself.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky. Let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.